Welcome to the 5 P's of Lead Generation for Professional Services Firms, a free audio course brought to you by Forecast, the marketing podcast for professional services leaders. For the full experience, join us inside the members area at no charge at 5leadgen.com. Hey there, and welcome to the very first lesson on the 5 P's of lead generation for professional services firms. Over the course of the next 5 lessons, I'm going to pull back the curtains and show you the essential elements of a lead generation campaign that produces a steady stream of high-quality leads for your services. Now, before we get into it, if you're listening to this lesson on the podcast or on our website, I do encourage you to register for the course to get access to all the worksheets and other bonus materials inside the members area. The course is 100% free of charge, and you can join us by heading over to 5leadgen.com, and you can spell out 5 or use the number. Either one works. With that, let's dive right into lesson 1. Now, in this lesson, we're going to cover the first P of lead generation, which is profile. And I'm going to show you why targeting the right profile is the very first step to building a winning lead generation campaign. Now, you've probably heard some of these insane statistics about how many advertising messages the average person is exposed to on a daily basis. I don't know what the exact numbers are, partially because they keep going up, but I'm sure it's some obscene amount. Between television, radio, online ads, social media, emails, print advertising, marketers have more channels to get a message in front of you now than ever before. And you probably don't even realize you're exposed to this much marketing. And that's because most of it, the stuff that's not actually important to you, the stuff that you don't care about, is actually getting filtered out for you, subconsciously, by your brain. See, your brain acts like a gatekeeper. It weeds through all the messages that you're exposed to and only lets the important stuff in. It has to do this because if it didn't, if every message got your attention immediately, well, you wouldn't get much work done. Now, your buyers also have these gatekeeper brains. The people that you're trying to sell to also have brains that filter out messages that don't seem important. So to get their attention, the first thing that you need to understand is how to get past their gatekeeper brains to the other side. Now, while there's a lot that we don't know about the human brain, we do know a few things, and there are 3 things in particular that I want to highlight for you here. The first is that the brain is lazy. Much like a computer, the brain has limited processing power and a lot of information to get through. And if it gets overworked, it slows down to a crawl. Just think about how mushy your brain gets after a long day of mentally challenging work or after a really long meeting. Now, thankfully, your brain is actually much smarter than a computer because it knows that it has limited processing power. So to conserve energy, it only processes information that's really important. And then it ignores everything else. The second thing that you need to know is that the brain is ruthless. See, when the brain is overwhelmed by a lot of information, it goes into panic mode. And when it's in panic mode, it doesn't let very much get through. Just think about when you're down to the wire right before a client deadline. You're pushing hard to finish the work, and you're really paying no attention to your phone or your inbox, and certainly not your Facebook feed. That's an example of how the brain shuts the door when it's overworked. And for the average overworked professional, your brain probably shuts the door pretty often. The third thing that you need to know is that the brain can be hacked. Because the brain is lazy, it doesn't do a very good job of assessing what's important and what's not. It really can't afford to. There's just too much information to process. So instead, the brain makes lazy, superficial judgments. Just think of your racist uncle, and we all have one. He judges people entirely based on what he sees, what color they are, where they're from, what language they speak, and so on. And he makes these ridiculous assertions about them based solely on what is on the surface. And your brain does the exact same thing. When it's confronted with a new message, it doesn't give the message the benefit of the doubt. It doesn't say, oh, well, maybe the message is beautiful on the inside. No, it makes a quick, lazy, superficial judgment based on what it sees. Now, this brings us to the first of the five P's, which is the topic of today's lesson, and that is profile. The reason why it is critical to have a clear target profile is because when buyers see your message, when they get your email, when they see your ad, when they read your blog post, the very first question their brain is asking is this for me? That's the first line of defense. Because if the message is not for them, why would they bother paying attention to it? Remember, the brain's analysis is superficial, it's lazy, it doesn't consider whether the information might still be valuable or relevant. That's far too much work. It is much easier on the brain's processing power to simply ask, is this for me? And if it's not for them, or if it's unclear, the brain will not give you the benefit of the doubt. It will simply move on to more important business. So here's the bottom line. The first step to a successful lead generation campaign is to craft a clear, specific, and narrow profile of the clients that you're targeting. Without a clear profile, your message will be vague, generic, and easily ignored. Now, this is where you're supposed to start getting very nervous, because you're worried that if you narrow your focus to a specific group of clients, you're going to lose out on other opportunities. But in fact, the opposite is true, that when you have a narrow focus, your message actually starts getting through to more people, because more of your target clients begin to realize that you're actually talking to them. The message gets past their gatekeeper brains and through to the other side because it's clearly speaking to them. But if you're still nervous, let me put you at ease right now, because you don't have to limit yourself to one profile. You can have multiple profiles, as many as you want, actually. But the point here is that each lead generation campaign should only speak to one profile, one buyer, one type of client. Once you've built a successful campaign for that one profile, you can then circle back and do it again for the next one on your list. So here's what I want you to do now. I want you to choose a target profile for your next campaign. And we put together a simple worksheet in the members area to help you work through that process. If you haven't registered for the course yet, head on over to 5leadgen.com to get immediate access to all the course resources. It is 100% free of charge. That's 5leadgen.com, and you can spell out 5 or use the number, either one works. So that's all for this lesson. Next up in lesson 2, we're going to do a deep dive into your target profile's brain and identify the one thing that will get their attention. Stay tuned for that.